Blog Talk Radio.
This is Onyx Queen, and you're listening to the Queen's Lair.
Everyone, it is, what is today's day? Ooh, the days are flying by. Ooh, can you believe that we are already into December, the 9th day of December? Welcome to the show. This is Onyx Queen, and you're listening to The Queen's Lair. I'm sorry if I sound a little disheveled, because I've just been, tossing and turning on this one, and I just decided that it's almost 6:30 in the morning on December 9th, and I have just been trying to decide how I was going to approach this subject, but anybody who knows me knows that I am a very straight shooter, and I pretty much cut to the chase with everything. So I'm just going to come right out and talk about it. I named the title of this particular podcast Business Hookups and Connections. You already know where I'm going with this. Some people are going to be mad. They're going to have an attitude behind this. But you know what? It needs to be said, because I think a lot of entrepreneurs talk about this behind the scenes, but we don't always, discuss it out in the open. One of my biggest pet peeves in business is when someone expects me, okay, I'll say it again, when somebody expects me to just give up my contacts, give up my connections, hook, quote unquote, hook them up with a deal because we're cool, we're friends, whatever the case may be, okay? Now, let me just say, if my mama was coming to me for services of some kind that had to do with my business, would I charge her the same as I would charge, you know, Joe Schmo outside that I don't know? Of course not. But when it's expected, when you think that you are entitled to because we're cool or we shared a couple of jokes or, you know, we talk across social media or whatever the case may be, that to me is the wrong type of approach. And I get people on a weekly basis, almost daily, who by DM, email, something, asking me to hook them up, asking me to give them a free something or a free pass, or I've even had former clients ask to be absolved of their last billing. You know, if we worked on a project and they all of a sudden don't have the money to pay for something, is there some service that I could do, you know? And I'm, you know what? Let me just cut to the chase. No. There is no service or anything. If I have performed services or I have done whatever it is that I said I was going to do on my end, and now you're asking me to hook you up or just forget about that last whatever, you know, billing or situation or whatever, and like as if my work was not important, you know. It would be like you going into your 9-to-5 job and you worked for 40 hours or 50 hours. A lot of us, I would think that most people work somewhere between, you know, 50 to 60 hours a week. You know, you can't even get half the work done that you need to get done in 40 hours anymore. It would be like going into your 9-to-5, working 50, 60 hours a week, and your employer saying to you, oh, by the way, those last 2 days don't count. we're not going to pay you for those last 2 days. You know, if you could just hook us up and, you know, give us a pass on those last 2 days. No, no. No, ma'am. No, sir. I did the work. I did the research. I did the hard climb to get whatever it was done, and that should be compensated accordingly. When somebody comes to me to hook them up, when somebody comes to me to give them a connection to something, it is very hard for me to just say, okay, you know, as if the work that I have done all this work and all this research, I have collected up email addresses over time. I have a client right now who is working so hard to, you know, build their email list up, you know, their mailing list, you know, for their newsletter and all this sort of stuff. That takes time and effort. You know, it takes time and effort to write out tweets, to post on Facebook, to post on Instagram, to post on Pinterest, to post on whatever other social media outlets that you use every day. I probably take about 2 hours every single morning combing through my social media, responding back to people who have DM'd me, emailed me, you know, sent me a message on Instagram or whatever it is. I spend 2 hours every morning doing that before the real work day starts. So that's why I'm always up at the crack of dawn. I've already been up for a couple of hours already, and now it's just hitting 6:30 a.m. because I'm going through my social media stuff. I'm checking to see not only my social media, but my client's social media as well. I'm checking and logging into their account and looking at the feedback that they're getting from people, the DMs that they're getting from people, the, you know, tweets and things that they're getting from people, the retweets that they're getting from people, all of that stuff to make sure everything's on track. Sometimes they're not always able to keep up with every single thing that's going on. So I make sure to check all that, and then I'll send them an email. Did you see this? Did you handle this? Did you get this? Did you get that? And send them emails, you know, updating them on things that have been done or whatever the case may be. So it's not just my social media, but it's also my client's social media as well. Sometimes I go in and just retweet things for them, you know, things that I know that would be germane to their genre, whatever they're in. I've got lifestyle clients in the foodie business, fashion, you know, all that sort of stuff. So I go in and I retweet articles, you know, fashion articles from Vogue, or I'll go and retweet, you know, things that maybe Food Network will post because I have chef clients, you know. So it just, it's a myriad of different things, and that takes a lot of work. So, no, I am not in the business of hooking up people with anything that I know I work hard for. I know what time I get up in the morning. I know the type of sleepless nights that I have over certain things that's going on with businesses, you know, not only my own, but my clients' businesses as well. All of that research, all of those phone numbers, all of those contact names, all of those things, all for me to just send you an email with the hookup. Now, I'm not saying that I've never sent someone a contact information. I actually have a great relationship, you know, I won't say who the person is, but have a great relationship with someone on the West Coast who, she's just amazing and she's just wonderful. And we have no problem swapping information because she's a ride or die type of person. She will go out of her way to make sure that in any events that you're doing that are in conjunction with her, that you are taken care of. So I don't mind sending her an email with, girl, here's who you need to talk to. Talk to this person, this person, this person. Let them know I sent you or whatever the case may be. I have no problem with that because then I talk to whatever that brand is or whatever and say, hey, so-and-so is going to be contacting you, and they know that I'm not going to send them anybody crazy. Okay, but I've had a few of my clients in the past, I would say, couple of weeks that have had people coming to them that just expect them to hook them up. I have, like I said, I have it weekly, almost daily, people coming to me asking for, oh, do you have a contact over at so-and-so? Or do you have a contact? Can you tell me who's over at so-and-so? And you know what? You've got to do the work. If somebody says to me, I don't know how to get through to so-and-so, or I have tried to email them and I have not heard anything back, and I know for sure that whoever they're trying to contact is very responsive, then there must be something going on with the pitch that you're putting out there, or whatever it is that you're trying to, quote unquote, you know, sell to them, pitch to them, whatever, is something that they're not interested in. Here's another thing. This is just another thing. When you are sending pitches to people and you want them to cover you for whatever it is, if you're in the music business, whatever it is, make sure that the things that you're sending, the things that you're pitching to people, are on point. Don't just find that they're the editor of whatever and just send them anything. Do the research. This is really what it boils down to, is do the research to find out who is the music editor, who is the foodie editor, who is the op-ed editor, okay, your editorial editor. Find out who handles specific subject matters. Find out who handles small business. Find out who handles the STEM stuff for technical, you know, whatever, things in technology. Find out who does, who handles those articles. Who is the producer for XYZ segment on ABC show, whatever it is. Because if you are sending something out to somebody that's not relevant, of course they're not going to answer you. Pick up your phone, take an afternoon, pick up your phone, and make some phone calls. Call around and make the effort to find out who it is that you need to speak to. Because I can tell you right now, I have never got a list of people where somebody just sent me a list, so here's all the contacts for so-and-so. I literally went on the web, Googled what it is that I wanted to know, and went page by page by page, looking at mastheads and all that kind of stuff of magazines and all kinds of things. Google is your friend, and he's a mighty friend indeed. You need to use it. This is not about coming to the table and doing absolutely no footwork and expecting someone to lay down all of their contacts that they have worked so hard to garner over the years. In my circle, I probably have about 3,600, creeping up to 3,700 contacts of people from all different walks of life, television, magazines, whatever. This has been a couple of decades of gathering this information. And not only some, and I would say, every year, about 10 to 15% of that is no longer good because people move on to different. So that means that I have to keep up with what's going on. And I don't pay for specific databases because a lot of these databases are out of date. So I actually get on the phone and make phone calls. I never expect anyone to hook me up unless I'm working on a project. And now I have been working on a project where people have come to me and said, hey, I saw you were working on such and such project. Listen, I worked over there a couple of years ago. All you need to do is contact so-and-so. But I didn't even ask them for it because they saw my grind. And they felt like, hey, this girl's got a grind like none other. Let me hook her up. Because they already saw that I was doing the work. All right, I'm not going to beat a dead horse anymore. I just wanted to come in. You know, I like to do my little 15 minutes or so of just, you know, getting some thoughts out and things off my chest, off my mind. But that definitely is a pet peeve of mine, these hookups and connections. You've got to do the work. I don't mind helping people and giving them advice, but I'm not going to lay out the whole kit and caboodle for you if you do not do the work. Okay. That's all I have to say. This is Onyx Queen. This is the Queen's Lair. The title of this is Business Hookups and Connections. please tune in again. I'm going to try to get on a decent schedule where I'm doing these at least once a week. I'd like to move up to more than once a week, and we will be going live with live guests in 2016. So if you want to be on a panel or you want to be a guest on the show, please send us an email and we would be glad to fit you in. If you're an entrepreneur, if you're a part of the natural hair community, if you are a lifestyle brand and you want to chit chat with us on air, we would love to have you. You can email us at info@onyxcleanmedia.com, and of course follow us on social media, Onyx Clean Media on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Have a great day, you guys, and I will talk to you soon.
This is Onyx Queen, and you're listening to the Queen's Lair.